All right, here we are, Charred episode 19, Charred in New Haven Pizza Show. What's up? It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski, and we are back in our home-based studio right here. Yeah.
Yep.
We made a little festive with the Halloween decorations. All right, so it's October. Halloween's coming up soon. October, come to find out, is National Pizza Month, which,
yes.
Frank, this totally threw me off when it was like October 2nd. I saw it pop up in my feed. And I was like, how did I not know about this, number one? And number two, why do they do it in October? October is way too busy to have National Pizza Month happening.
No, I agree. And, you know, we go back and forth with some ideas we have for the show. And so I did a little bit of research and come to find out that National Pizza Month was started by Pizza Today.
Ah, okay.
Which is a pizza magazine.
Magazine, right.
And a lot of people don't know this, but the Pizza Today is a pizza magazine specifically for pizza people in the pizza industry. So okay. Operators, owners, people that sell flour, sauce, all that kind of other stuff.
Interesting.
So what I found out was that it's the first month of the first issue that they had.
Oh, okay. So they created this and it sort of took off as like this whole national month.
Correct. And the cool part about it is that I'm actually going to have an article in Pizza Today.
Oh, nice.
I think this month or next month about New Haven style pizza.
Oh, that's neat.
So, yeah, it is kind of odd, you know, again, with all the crazy things that we have going on in October, that it would just randomly be in October.
Right, because National Pizza Day is February, when we started this podcast last February. And then I always feel like the spring and summertime is like pizza time, but I guess pizza is all year. Like, you could do it any time of the year. There's not really a season for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good pizza you could eat 12 months out of the year.
But I just feel like with October, there's like Halloween and there's like pumpkin picking and apple picking and there's so much happening. It's like, can we put it in like January when there's like nothing going on? That way we can have like pizza events and actually like celebrate the month of pizza.
Yeah, you know, I think the other thing too, because now I remember as I'm driving down the highway, there's a lot of advertisement for pizzerias.
Yeah.
I think like Visit New Haven, I think, has a billboard that says, you know, try out Pizza New Haven for Pizza Month.
Yeah, yeah.
So it probably helps promote, you know, pizzerias as well.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, any month will work, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We have a pizza podcast, so we're celebrating National Pizza Month in October. And the thing that popped up recently here in Connecticut is a lot of people have been talking about the Detroit-style pizza because, you know, we do a show called Char, we talk about New Haven-style pizza all the time. But Detroit style, I feel like even in my own life, my friends have been asking me about it. Like, what's the deal with this Detroit? I love Detroit style. And there's like three or four places. There's probably more than that though, but like right here in Connecticut that have the Detroit style.
Yeah. So again, we were talking offline, so to speak, and we both had similar experiences with the inception of, Detroit pizza. So I remember going and having Detroit pizza when I was in college. I don't remember all that much about it, but I did like it. And you had, what's your story?
Yeah, the first time I ever had a bunch of friends and I were on vacation in Detroit, and we went to Buddy's, which is the original. It's basically like the Frank Pepe's of Detroit style.
Oh, wow.
in Detroit. And it's in like it's in this like rundown sort of like building, and it looks super old school and like what you would want from like an old school pizzeria.
Yeah.
And we went in because we just Googled like where's the best Detroit style, and that was the original one, and it was out of this world. It was so good. The whole experience of the place was great, but the pizza itself, you know, the Detroit style, like it's got that crispy edge. It's light and fluffy a little bit in the middle. The sauce, they put that little strip of sauce on top.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize that actually Detroit is made in what they call a Detroit pan. So it's a rectangle pan. It's probably about an inch and a half, and I should have brought one here. Picture's worth a thousand words, but that's what it's made in, probably 14 by 10. And it's got brick cheese all lined around the edges, which is what makes that crunchy. And it's a very interesting kind of, maybe vinegary tasting cheese.
So they put the cheese on the outside of the dough, like in the pan?
Well, they put it on top too, but a lot of it is right on the edge of the pan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it gets that crispy, crunchy, real tasty, awesome.
Yeah, because I think people do confuse it a lot with Sicilian, like we talked about last time when we were at We're Back in Orange.
Yep.
So they confuse it with Sicilian and also with the grandma slices too. So because they're different, right? Those three styles.
Yeah, they're very different. You know, Detroit, the sauce actually doesn't go on until the pizza comes out of the oven.
Right.
And I like it with two strips of sauce just because I like sauce.
Yeah.
But the big difference between Detroit and the other ones that you mentioned are that they have that cheese on the edge of it.
Yeah.
And it kind of almost flakes up a little bit on the edges.
So good. You get that like cheese crunch.
But speaking of Detroit, there's four main places in Connecticut
that
have Detroit. The first time I had Detroit was at a place in Wallingford called Christo's. Mm. And I think, you know, there's Christo's, there's this place, Good Old Days in Newtown, and we'll talk a little bit about each one of them.
Yeah.
There's Joe's Pizzeria in New Canaan. Now, I never heard of Joe's Pizzeria in New Canaan.
Yeah, and, you know, no offense to New Canaan, but I never think pizza when I think New Canaan. But, yeah, that's interesting.
No, and I've been downtown New Canaan. I know exactly where it is. There used to be a really good chicken place called... I'll come back to it. But I used to go there all the time to get these little chicken nuggets. Nice. I think it was... I forget.
That's right. We don't have a chicken podcast.
Then there's Emmy Squared,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that one well because so my wife's sister and my brother-in-law live in Brooklyn where Emmy Squared started in Williamsburg.
Okay.
And we've gone to the Brooklyn locations a bunch, and then they opened one in Connecticut.
Yeah, ironically, they called me about a year ago, and they wanted to know if I was interested in working there, or I knew anyone, and, you know, it's just not my bag. Mm. But I'd be interested to see, you know, maybe that's a place we can go and do a
Yeah, the one podcast. Here's in Westport, I think it is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Emmy Squared pizzas, I mean, yeah, it's Detroit style, but there's something special about them. They have a great menu there.
Yeah, and like you said, Detroit is very similar to Sicilian, but... you know, it's kind of hard to break into Connecticut without having New Haven style.
Yeah.
But I think Detroit is gaining some ground.
Yeah, there's definitely a buzz. I just hear more people talking about it. You know, maybe more people have been trying it and liking it, and that's why.
Yeah, and I think Christo's, to their, you know, to their chagrins, you know, I think they were one of the first ones that I knew about that did Detroit.
Mm.
And they make a really good pizza. I usually get... you know, the cheese, but and pepperoni, and I get extra sauce on it. And like everything else, we always fight about the corners.
Yeah.
Everyone wants
that little edge. Right. It's true. Yeah. You want, cause you don't want to get stuck with that middle slice that doesn't have the actual edge to it.
Yeah. At my house, we have a knife, that goes in the box, and everyone eats around, and that middle piece is always the last one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of cut little pieces here and there, but nice. it's kind of pretty cool. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
And the Good Old Days one you went to recently, right? In Newtown. What was your experience there? You thought it was good?
Yeah. So I went with Boss Kristen, and Boss Kristen she runs the whole Connoisseur Media, which is what the radio stations.
Yeah. We did the Pizza Fest. Yep.
Right. And so she brought me there with her son, and we actually had a really good time. The pizza was really good. It's right in where the flagpole is on Route 25.
Oh, yeah, okay.
In Newtown.
Yep.
And I couldn't really find it to begin with because it's kind of in the back of another restaurant on the ground floor.
Oh, it's like hidden.
There's like this little 12x12 sign that say Good Old Days in the back, and I just couldn't find it. But it's a really cool place. We had the Detroit pizza, and then we had this vodka pizza, which I think they're known for.
Yeah.
Both very good. It's kind of a really cool first date place.
Yeah.
So to speak. It's kind of like, it's got a speakeasy vibe to it. The lights are kind of dull. But the pizza is really good. Definitely on the salty side. And I like salt, so I didn't mind that. But that's just like a little tidbit.
Yep.
Have you ever been there?
I've never have, so I want to go there. I want to go to all these Detroit-style places that are here. I've been to Emmy Squared, obviously. I haven't been to the Westport location, though. And then the Christo's, Good Old Days, and Joe's. So I was reading about Joe's, the one we talked about in New Canaan.
Yep.
And that sounds really neat, too. So we might have to do a little like Detroit-style episode tour where we try to hit up some of these places.
And when I was reading about Joe's, I guess Joe's has been around since the 60s.
Wow, really?
According to the article that I read. They did miss Christo's, which kind of upset me a little bit because I think Christo's is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and you can't get them all.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, we'll definitely try Joe's. Yeah. Or we'll, you know, actually we could probably do Joe's and Emmy's in the same day because...
Oh, yeah, because they're right near each other.
Yeah, they're not far from each other.
All right, I like it. Detroit style. Maybe we'll have to start a Detroit style podcast after a chart.
I don't think they're going to want that.
A compliment podcast? No, we'll just keep it to a couple episodes. So as you can see behind us, it is Halloween coming up very soon. And we've got a little festive with little skulls right there. I got my shirt on. I got my skull shirt. Pie Till We Die. Shout out to Dave at Pizza Planet in Norwalk. Planet Pizza.
And I have Commander and Cheese. If you are not sure who you're going to vote for in a couple weeks, vote for me because I'm the Commander and Cheese, baby.
I love that shirt. It's great. And we wanted to talk about... So there's two things I want to talk about Halloween is Halloween pizzas because I'm planning to make some Halloween pizzas. And there's two styles that I'm thinking of. There's the skull pizzas that a lot of people are making online right now.
Yep.
Which is you buy like the skull mold. And you make almost, it's almost like a bake, like a pizza bake. It's big and it's almost like filled with pizza toppings.
Okay.
And you bake it in the oven and it's like this, it looks like the skull and then you open the mouth and like the pizza stuff comes out. So that seems awesome. Not traditional pizza.
Yeah.
But seems fun. Like little kids will love it.
Yeah, especially you have two little kids. I mean, they probably get a kick out of that.
And then the other style I've seen is that they literally just shape the dough like a skull. And do a skull pizza that way, or a jack-o'-lantern, or anything like that, and then they use the toppings to make it pizza style.
Yeah.
So I might have to try all of it. Maybe I'll just do like a whole Halloween pizza, you know, creation.
Yeah, and I'm sure they sell. Maybe you said this already, but they sell probably a mold that you can make like a round pizza, and then just put it like if you were making cookies for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
But I think if you kind of created like a circle and then like a little rectangle on the bottom with the skull, it probably would. Be fine.
Yeah, and then I'll just have to get creative with the toppings. Some pepperonis for the eyes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Definitely. Yeah,
get some, cut some pepper strips to kind of shape out the face a little bit. Yeah.
So on my group, All About New Haven Style of Beats, a couple years ago, we had this lady, we'll call her Nancy D, and she posted a picture of a candy corn pizza.
Oh.
Now, I don't like candy corns at all.
I don't mind candy corns, but I don't know about it on pizza.
Yeah. And... you'll see there's probably going to be a bunch of pictures coming out with candy corn pizza, but it was nasty, and I had a banner for like 2 weeks.
Was it a dessert-style pizza, or was it a real, like, regular pizza with candy corn on it?
I can only see the candy corn, and it was all melted, and I couldn't get behind it.
Yeah.
It was just like, it crossed the line.
The only way I could think about that is if they made it like a dessert style and they made it sort of like sweet and they have some like honey maybe with the candy corn. But yeah, if it's just a regular pizza with sauce and cheese and just melted candy corn, that does not sound appetizing.
To your point, what you can do to make any kind of Halloween style pizza is if you have a pizza dough, whether it's pizza dough from New Haven Pizza School or the store, you basically bake the skin. So no sauce or anything.
Yeah.
You stretch it, you bake the skin. And the cool part about it is that you can put any toppings you want on it.
Okay.
So like you can crush Reese's peanut butter cups up or you can spread peanut butter on top of that and put it on. So there's a lot of creative ways.
It's almost like a fried dough a little bit, right?
It's baked.
Oh, baked dough, I guess.
Yeah. But you could fry it too.
Yeah, yeah. And then so you could do your Halloween candy and make it like a dessert. Yeah, that's
100%.
That's actually a good idea. And fun for the kids too.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when I was growing up in West Haven, in the 70s and 80s, I mean, it was craziness on Halloween.
Yeah.
Like every house was lit. We had these, you know, our old pillow sacks, and we would come back.
Right.
I have some really great memories of Halloween.
You should hand out pizzas. Make those little style
pizza slices.
Yeah, pizza slices, exactly. While we're talking Halloween, let's talk pizza costumes, because I know a lot of people, you know, if they're into pizza and they like Chard and they watch and listen to the podcast, maybe they want to be something pizza for Halloween. Now, before we do this, I got to grab my pizza costume. Hold on.
I'll keep talking. So in 2 weeks, I got a buddy, Jeff Albright. He's got a Halloween palooza, though he's not calling a Halloween party, in Fairfield. And I have an incredible costume. I'm going to go as Frank Pepe. I'm going to dye my hair black. I've got the apron and the shirt. And look at Kevin.
All right, I'm back.
I had a filibuster.
I'm back as a slice. This is my pizza costume that I've used multiple years now. Not in a row.
I like it.
I try to mix it up. I don't use it every year. 1 year I was the one bite. Yeah, you know, your buddy Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, my buddy.
and so I had like the 9.9, and I put like the one bite stuff all over it. And then last year I was a Beats, and I put the word Beats, and I printed out like Pepe's, Modern, Sally's. And I had like, that was just New Haven style pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can think of another idea this year, maybe I'll do it again. But yeah, and you put newspaper up here to make the crust. There's even a little bit of char. Maybe I have to get to, yeah, right there.
I was going to comment about that next year, if you use this cut, you got to get a little bit more char on there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit underbaked, Kevin, right, for the show.
I got to get some like permanent marker and try to like get some Sharpie to this thing. But I was thinking of like other pizza costumes. You said Frank Pepe. That's a great one.
Yeah.
For people in Connecticut. I saw a couple's costume that was the pizza cutter and the pizza slice,
awesome.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
There's some creative ways that you could be different pizzas.
Yeah. Though. I mean, you could be, you know, like a sausage or a pepperoni or,
yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of different things. And my wife is going obviously with me to this party, and she's going to dress up as a 1980s Domino's pizza delivery person.
Oh, that's a great one.
So we bought like this vintage 80s Domino's shirt and the old, you know, orange containers that they used to put the pizzas in.
Yeah.
And so it's going to kind of be funny.
That's awesome.
And
that's
we got a hat for her.
Yeah, you're going to get some good photos and we'll post them on
Oh, Karen. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah,
awesome.
I mean, you know, there's a bunch of things you could do to have fun with it.
Yeah, totally. Now, while we're still, it's sort of Halloween related, but fall toppings on pizzas.
Yep.
You know, I've seen a couple people doing like a pear pie or an apple with like some caramel, like we were saying with the dessert pies.
Yeah.
How do you feel about fall toppings on pizzas?
So I have mixed feelings. For people that have been following me a while, they know that I'm pretty traditional.
Yeah.
But I also like to have fun too. So I think, you know, depending on how crazy you get, like an apple strudel kind of pie is good. Mm. I've had cherry, I've had strawberry, you know, anything that you can make a pie with, like a baked pie, you definitely could put a topping on a pizza.
Yeah.
Kind of on a different note, one of the best pizzas, non-traditional, that I ever had. So I was in Las Vegas and I was judging some of the pizzas at this pizza expo, pizza show, and someone made a Thanksgiving pizza.
With like stuffing and stuff? Cranberry sauce?
It had stuffing, cranberry sauce, obviously the turkey. It was probably one of the best flavorful pizzas I've ever had.
Really? So, I mean, I love all those flavors together, obviously, with like a Thanksgiving dinner. But my go-to take on this is like, why are we putting other foods on pizza? Like, like that's Thanksgiving. That's turkey. We don't need to put it on pizza. But that sounds like it was great.
When you're judging, you're only, well, really, there's no particular rule, but you only should take a bite or two.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to ruin it for the next one. I literally could not stop eating that, and I actually left it over to the side. You know, usually when you're done judging, you basically discard the pizza.
Yeah.
But I didn't discard that one.
We all know what's being served if we go to Frank's house for Thanksgiving this year. It's going to be that Thanksgiving pizza.
Well, I tried to do that because my wife always cooks Thanksgiving turkey or dinner, and she wants a break. And I'm like, well, I'll just make pizza. And she's like, we can't have pizza for Thanksgiving. I'm like, why not? Everyone else likes it.
Right. What about a pumpkin puree? Like, as like almost like the sauce. So you put like the pumpkin puree. You can almost make like a, I guess it would have to be a dessert style. I'm trying to think something, because all the fall flavors are really dessert.
Yeah, I've never thought of that before, but, and I'm not a big, you know, I don't even know how to make a pumpkin pie. I would assume it's with the puree.
Yeah.
But you certainly could bake the shell,
yep,
the dough, and then put the puree on and put whipped cream on it. And I mean, and maybe a little chocolate
style
sauce.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see if I can get some creativity going with some fall pizzas.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else you can make. I mean, well, obviously apple pie is pretty popular.
Yep.
Pumpkin pie. I think like strawberry rhubarb, which I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, like any sort of maple stuff. Again, it goes back to like the dessert pie. I think a lot of the fall toppings make it dessert, like a dessert style pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, it's true. okay, can we talk about this little guy right here?
Yeah, so this is going to be char. So I announced about a week or so ago that we're getting a new dog for our home, and his name is going to be called Char.
That's great.
Or Charlie.
I love it.
And he is going to be the mascot of our podcast.
Yeah.
Yay.
We're going to have a mascot. It's great.
Also, I'm going to name him the official pizza pup of Connecticut.
Perfect.
So we're just going to have fun with this. He's a black lab, male. He's cute as heck. And Ed thought that this, Ed's our guy who does all the video. He's behind the cameras here. He thought this was a spider. Shame on you, Ed.
He was using context clues because we have the skulls here. He's like, oh, that must be a Halloween spider.
Yeah, so we're excited about Char. Hopefully we're going to have him on the podcast, and he's going to be on our YouTube channels, and we're just going to kind of have some fun with him.
That's awesome. And you met him already, right?
Yeah, I met him a couple weeks ago, and it was a small litter, so it was him, obviously the male, and three girls.
Oh, okay.
So there's only four puppies in the litter, but he's just, you know, we didn't want to leave.
Yeah, that's great. I love that we're going to have a mascot, and congrats on getting a new dog.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. Real quick before we wrap up, we've had a couple questions come in on the pizza Facebook group. People ask us all the time, what are our favorite pizzas or pizzerias? Which is always so, it's like asking your favorite band. It's hard to dial it down. But right now, as of this week, what is your favorite pizzeria?
So I never answer what's my favorite pizzeria. I will tell you that I will give you my favorite pizzas
at
pizzerias. But I want to preface that. So I spent 10 years on Worcester Street going to Sally's. We had standing reservations.
Yeah.
So we knew the Consiglio family. We knew someone that worked there. We had the secret number. And so my wife and I, when we were dating and then got married, we would go there with another couple pretty much every Thursday night at 6:30.
Yeah.
So that place is always going to be in my heart. Their tomato pie, I believe, back in the day, was one of the best, if not the best, ever.
Nice.
We transitioned over when we had kids to go to Pepe's.
Yeah.
Because Sally's was not particularly kid friendly. Even though we had reservations, sometimes it took us an hour plus to get our pizzas anyways.
Yeah.
And with young kids, as you know, no bueno.
Right.
But outside of that, so Worcester Street's always going to be near and dear to my heart. But the places that I love, their specific pizzas, Tipsy Tomato.
Ooh, yes.
Stuffed Shrimp Pie. Fuco in Cheshire, amazing. If I blindfolded you and opened the door, you thought you'd be going into Worcester Street.
Yeah, we got to make our way there someday.
Ernie's on Whaley Avenue, next door. So a lot of people don't know this, but next door was started by Doug Coffin.
Yeah.
We started Big Green Truck. If you like Big Green Truck pizza and don't want to wait for a Big Green Truck party, go to next door and you get Big Green Truck pizza there.
I had my 40th at next door.
Yeah.
It was great.
Frisco's on Forbes Ave, Grand Beats on the Shoreline. And I'm not promoting all these places, but I'm telling you, Tipsy Tomato, Stuffed Shrimp Pie, Grand Beats has an amazing tomato pie, Ernie's Meatball Pie. I'll stop talking.
Yeah, I mean, Frank hit basically a lot of my favorites as he's saying that. So, you know, I live in Milford, so I'll mention a couple Milford pizzas that I really enjoy. Papa's 2 on Bridgeport Ave.
Yep.
So I know there's a Papa's 2 down. There's
Naugatuck.
There's Naugatuck
and Bridgeport. Yep.
I personally think the Bridgeport Ave one, there's something about the old school vibe to that location that those pieces are incredible. And ever since we moved to Milford, we've been going there a lot.
And so, plus, you could probably walk there.
Yeah, exactly. It's super close. Now, as far as like actual pizzas, there's a vodka pie at Gigi's in Milford that is the vodka sauce with bacon.
My kids love it.
Oh, it's so good. That pie is incredible. And I love a Robin sausage. They have a good Robin sausage there too.
Yep.
Rocky Rob. So any place I go, I'll try that as well. But yeah, there's a bunch in Milford. You got Silver Sands. You got, we go to Gigi's a lot. You got Jimmy's a Beats.
My secret place in New Haven, in Milford, is New Haven Pizza Place.
Oh,
Arsenio, who was on the
Arsenio.
Yeah. But he makes an incredible pie. And we, you know, I was just there last week, and sometimes we get pizza and sometimes we get the dinners, but everything's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. His spot is awesome. Nautilus down by the water. You know, they have great pizza there too.
100%.
One of our winners a few years ago at the Pizza Fest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's so many, like you said, we could just go on forever listing the best pizza places. That's why we're so fortunate to live here in Connecticut.
We are 100% spoiled.
Yeah. It's really true.
Because it's hard to get the bad pizza places simply don't last.
Yeah. Right. You've said that before. It's, yeah, it couldn't be more true.
Yeah.
All right, that's episode 19. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Make sure to follow us on social at Chard New Haven. You can subscribe, listen, podcast platforms everywhere, YouTube, tell all your friends. Happy Halloween, by the way. By the time the next episode comes, Halloween will be over. So if you're being a pizza costume, we want to see your pizza costume. Send them to us. We'd love to see them.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll talk to you next time. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.